We continue today the celebration we began yesterday, the feast of the elevation, the lifting up of the cross of the Lord, when it was found in Jerusalem by St. Constantine's mother, St. Helena, together with the tomb of the Lord and the place where our Lord was crucified. And we keep this feast now until the 21st of September, and so we keep the cross in the center of the church, adorned with flowers, living things, proclaiming the life that has come through the life-giving death of Christ our God. And the scripture readings today, both of them, are related to this feast of the cross of Christ. In St. Paul's letter to the Galatians, first, he speaks to us of proclaiming only Christ and Him crucified, saying that His own life in this world is crucified so that it is Christ who lives in Him. And we understand this to be coming through St. Paul's following the words of our Lord in the Gospel today, the very short Gospel of Mark, where he said, if anyone is to follow me, first let him take up his cross. He says, take up your cross. Take up, as in lift up. And also to understand that there's no person living, none who have died, none who will live, who will be without a cross. The cross comes to us because Christ tells us and shows us by His carrying the cross. The burden that He carried of rejection by His people, betrayal by His closest disciple, being sentenced to death as a criminal, being whipped, being crucified naked at the gate of Jerusalem so people could see Him dying there as a criminal. This cross He takes up for the love of us. It's not something unusual for God, but rather this is how God is. This is how the Son of God is. That He has so little consideration for Himself. As a matter of fact, no consideration for Himself. His concern is only for us, to save us. That He can fill every part of our human experience with Himself. Our sufferings, our brokenness, our failures, our confronting our own mortality, and the mortality of our family and friends, those closest to us. He fills it all with His presence, and He tells us to follow Him, we must lift up our cross, every one of us. If we don't lift it up, then we're going to drag it behind us and curse the sorrow and suffering that we endure. But rather, Jesus tells us, lift up our cross, the cross of our life, our sufferings, our brokenness, our failures. Don't ask Him to remove them, because He didn't remove them for Himself. But He tells us that hidden in these sufferings, brokenness, failures of our life, is His cross. So when we lift up our cross of suffering, hidden in it is Christ's cross. And not only hidden in it is His cross, but is Christ Himself. So when we try to evade the things that come our way and run away, try to run away, try to live what the world considers a happy life, an escapist way of life, we are running away from Christ. Because He is there in our darkest moments. He's with us in our sorrow. He's experienced it. He's with us in our brokenness because He Himself was broken for us. He is with us even in our failures because look how the people rejected Him. Judas betrayed Him. Peter denied Him. And yet He goes to the cross for the love of us. And even in the cross will we find life. Because in His dying on the cross, He has given us life. Life eternal. Freedom from the bondage of fear of death. Freedom from the bondage of our sins. Freedom from the rule of the demons. He gives us all this in His cross and asks us in return to live in Him, lift up our cross, deny ourself. What is it to deny ourself? It's really to deny our self-will. All those desires we have in this life. We desire this or desire that. We think we deserve this or we think we deserve that. And when it doesn't happen, we're disappointed. We're angry. We're embittered. But beloved, this is how life is. Christ experienced this. He wished to gather everyone under His wings as a hen gathers her chicks. And not all did when He preached. For us to die to ourself means to die to our self-will, to the things that we think make for the best life, perhaps, in this earth. Because it's not money or riches or property or fame or a legacy, even, to have our name on a building. It's not that. It's to do what St. Paul did, what all the saints have witnessed to throughout the ages. To die to ourself and our self-will, so that we become empty vessels to be filled by Christ, to be filled by Him alone. There's precious little room for Christ in us if we are full of ourselves. And that is a crucifixion. That is a taking up of the cross, to die to ourselves, so that we can be as nothing and Christ can be everything in us, that He can fill our every day with Himself. In our joys and in our sorrows, He is there. That He fills everything in our life with His presence, so that even in the carrying of the cross of our life, we understand the words that we say at Pascha, through the cross, joy has come into all the world. It's only through the cross that we will come to Christ. Whether we are Christian or not, everyone has the cross, and we can carry it. We can deny ourselves. We can turn to Christ. Because it is only in this way that He will become everything in us. For if we turn only to ourselves and what we want and what we desire and seek what the world considers a happy life, then we are turning from Christ. As St. Paul, in one of his most difficult moments actually prayed to Christ, "Take this cross from me." And Christ said, "No, because in your very weakness, my power is made present. For if I take away your cross, where will I be in your life? Your life will be empty of me," Christ told him. And may he grant that we, with St. Paul and all of the saints, can lift up our cross, deny our self-will, and turn to Christ, that he may fill everything in our life and truly be all in all. Amen.